It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm with Cindy Jenkins, Utah State University Extension Home and Community Assistant Professor in Utah County. Cindy, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today.
It's much appreciated, and thank you for taking the time to come on. We wanted to talk a little bit today about canning basics. Canning is the most common form of food preservation, and people can make a lot of mistakes.
There are a lot of mistakes that people can make, and so I've prepared 5 things that you might want to focus on as you are thinking about canning this year, so that way we can make sure we're on the rules, don't get sick, right?
You don't hear about it often, but when you hear about somebody being made sick because a rule wasn't followed when they were preserving food, it's always unfortunate.
There are various levels of sick that you can get to, but you really just don't want to be there with foodborne illnesses.
The first item here on the list is using research-based recipes.
This is really important because I think many people I talk with, they say things like, oh, I got the recipe from my neighbor, or this is one that my grandma's grandma used. And that's really nice. However, just because canning is really a scientific process. So if you're just kind of using whatever recipe, there's no guarantee that your food will actually be safe to eat. And you want to make sure that you can find a research-based recipe from like the USDA Guide to Home Canning, from the USU Extension website, from a ball book, just because these other recipes that are not research-based, they haven't been proven, they haven't been tested, and you really want to make sure your food is safe to eat. Because like I said, it is a scientific process. There are certain things that you need to follow to make sure that those botulism spores won't grow. So yeah, definitely look for one of those resources in order to find your research-based recipe.
So the next one on here is using quality food.
And using quality food is good to remember just because canning is not something that you're going to do to get rid of your old food. That's not what you want to do here. For canning, the principle is always quality in, quality out. So if you put in quality food, you're going to get really quality food back out of it. And vice versa, if you put in bad quality food, you'll get bad quality food out of it. So it's just important to make sure that the food you have doesn't have mold on it, no blemishes, and make sure that you have good food that is in great condition.
So the next one, I'm kind of surprised, is using appropriate jars and lids. And so is there like a black market of lower quality jars and lids out there?
Okay, during COVID, it really seemed like there was a black market for this. Just because people had a really hard time accessing ball and care lids. And people were trying to buy them off of Amazon, off of all these different places. They were coming from who knows where. But unfortunately, only, or I should say, fortunately, we do have a guarantee from Ball and Care that if you use their lids, their jars, that your food will be safe for the guaranteed the amount of time that is safe for canned goods, 1 to 2 years. If you use any other brand, you don't have that guarantee. And so you can reuse your jars, right? You can reuse those. You want to make sure that over time you do replace them because they can get nicks and cracks and things like that in them, but you can reuse them for a long time. For your lids, though, you can only use them once. You do want to make sure you're using a Ball and Care, and that's how you know your food will be safe. So don't buy off the black market.
The next item on the list, you know, you hear about quite a bit, but it can be really confusing on whether you need to use a water bath or a pressure canner to preserve your food.
And this is because when you have something with a high acid, so anything from a 1 to 4.6 pH, that means you can water bath can it. So when you think of a high acid food, think of the foods that make your tongue kind of, you think of the kid who takes the bite of the lemon, ooh, you know, that little face. That's a high acid food. And then you go all the way down to the 4.6, which is tomatoes. So mainly it's going to be your fruits in those categories, and 4.6 is just right on the line. So for some tomato things, you may be water bathing or you may be pressure canning. For anything below, so usually this is your vegetables, they are from the 4.6 to 7, the really neutral range. Those vegetables all need to be pressure canned. There just isn't very much acid in there. Nothing to really keep those botulism spores from growing, like in the high acid foods. And so you really, really have to pressure can those to ensure that your food is safe.
How do you know? Will the approved recipes tell you?
Yes, this is why you need to use a research-based recipe, because it will tell you how you need to can it, for how long, the elevation change that you need to make. There's so much that goes into this.
So the last thing on the list here of the top five things to follow to be safe is proper storage.
So now you want to really store these well so that way your food can last. And that means that you want to store it in a cool, dark place. Anywhere from about 50 to 70 degrees is really good. And the dark place is nice because if you've got any light shining on it, that can reduce the quality of your food faster. And so it won't be as good to eat when you open it up, or you may not even want to eat it. And then the other thing that you want to note for the temperature is that if the temperature is too high, you know, 80, 90 degrees, that can really reduce the quality of your food super fast. It's not even about a safety measure once everything is done properly. It's just about the quality of your food. You want to be eating good quality, good tasting food. You don't want anything to reduce that. So it's all about proper storage techniques to help maintain that quality of your food.
How often should they be cycling through what they've home preserved?
Your food, for best quality purposes, we say that you really ought to eat it within 1 to 2 years. You are going to lose some nutrients when you can, just because it's in a high heat area, so mainly your vitamins. But after that, your food should be pretty good once it's on the shelf. You shouldn't be losing too much after that initial process.
And so that 1 to 2 years also holds true for the remaining nutrition.
Yes. If you are having a little bit of loss after that, it will be minimal compared to the canning process. Yeah.
Well, Cindy, thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. Sure. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. We'll have to do a follow-up with other types of food preservation. Thanks again.
Thank you. All right.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.